This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain,
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, and two great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. In the meantime, to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whyever you're doing it, then guess what? We appreciate and thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on Parler, the Captain's America on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, his podcast and his articles he writes over there, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize in size those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a caller on the line. She called before the top of the hour, and she called back. So let's go to Mary. Mary, what's your question for Frank?
Good morning. I wanted to ask the question. A lot of this seems like smoke and mirrors to me. When you're looking at the Great Reset by Klaus Schwab, it seems like a world issue. And where does China fit in that? Where does Iran fit in that? It's hard to picture those guys all getting together as one. But for the United States, if people know this stuff, our representatives, our senators, and if they're not speaking about it, it's like they're holding information back from the American public, which they don't even know about.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. None of what she said surprises me, because Iran and China have been in bed with each other for years.
Yeah, Iran and China actually cooperate. They don't necessarily like each other, but they cooperate on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, China's been a main supplier of nuclear material for them in their pursuit of the nuclear weapon for years, all through the embargo, all through the sanctions that we've held against them. As far as the Great Reset's concerned, yeah, our people know about it. You know, our elected class has literally elevated itself above everybody else. They feel that when they get elected to office, and this is especially true of the people who get elected to the executive branch and in the apparatus and into the Senate, they believe they're elevated to that globalist class once they get in there. And their constituents end being a concern maybe 15 seconds after they get elected. And they are all in, especially this Congress and this administration coming in. They're all in on the Great Reset. And we should be very concerned about that, because if they go to digital money, which is exactly what they want.
That's right.
When they decide to punish you, they just shut off your money.
Yeah. That's right. Now, I've been talking a lot about people been asking me, how did the D.C. riot and rally actually happen? How it went from a rally to a riot? Well, number one, we're talking Washington, D.C. We're talking about Black Lives Matter Avenue. We're talking about a mayor where she sat back and let the people do things, told the police to stay back. And by the way, while we're at it, how does the police chief become the police chief? Do they run for election?
No, I don't believe that's the case in Washington, D.C.
Does the mayor not appoint the police chief?
Possibly, or it may be Congress.
Or it may be it's the city council as well.
Yeah, because remember, D.C. is a different animal.
Yeah.
It's a district that they have to answer to Congress to a certain extent.
The police chief was appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. That much I do know because I checked on it. And he is still there. However, the Capitol Police Department, which is something totally different, that comes through obviously the federal people, he just resigned. Stephen's son, he just resigned because of the incursion, the first one that's happened in 200 years. And of course, we just had a police officer die last night as a result of injuries he suffered when his position was overrun. And I guess they pretty much, for the understanding that I'm being told, is literally they beat him to a pulp.
And the two sergeant of arms have resigned from the House and the Senate.
Yep.
As well, and rightfully so. The Capitol was breached. They failed. So, got to go. People ask, how could it have happened? Boy, this has been boiling since 1960.
Yep.
This agita amongst the American people has been boiling since 1960 with the Obama administration, the great divider in chief.
Yep.
It just stoked the division in this country beyond all repair. And for 4 years, you had people on the left just castigating Donald Trump every single day. So how could it happen? It's been coming for over 60 years. Now, that said, you had two events happen in Washington, D.C. You had the rally, and then you had an Antifa insurrection.
Correct.
Is what you had. The people, Donald Trump supporters don't wear body armor.
No, nor fatigues, nor do they have combat equipment ready to go.
You know, and I don't, I was listening to Glenn Beck yesterday, and every single caller who said that they were there said, and there were people there who were wearing black helmets.
That's right.
And military-style clothing.
I saw
and
them.
They looked nefarious.
Hang on. We're going to talk about that, because I saw them, I watched them, and by the way, I saw a guy pull a set of grappling hooks that were folded over out of his backpack and use it with a rope to throw it up there to pull himself up the wall. And then they used it for more people, all dressed in fatigues, with the helmets, with military garb. That was Antifa. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. His studio is about 30 feet away from mine, right around the corner from where I'm sitting right now. And this portion of the program brought to you by the new 2021 Rogues. They're in now at Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and they've made some real incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the all-new intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know this because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan and know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and the fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Care is always included with each vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles now in stock at Moss Nissan, so they'll probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is clear, the choice is simple, the choice is here. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, and active military and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to get you another discount on your vehicle, but you got to tell them that before you start wheeler dealing with the price. Say, hey, the captain sent me. That's money they're going to give you. All right. Frank Silvato from the New Media Journal is with us. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we were talking about different things, but this social media stuff and putting the kibosh to Trump for a while, the person that started that was actually Michelle Obama. When she got a hold of her little palsy-walsies over there in Silicon Valley to include Mr. Zuckerberg, she said she was going to do it.
And she has become nothing less than a tyrant.
Yep.
In her public persona. To say that someone should be banned from social media for life, you know, this is not an equation either, so just because they're in the same sentence doesn't mean that that's what I'm trying to achieve here. If skinheads, neo-Nazis, KKK members, and Antifa people can have access to social media, someone who has been a sitting president of the United States should be afforded at least the same level of communicative ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so A, Michelle Obama was never elected to anything, mm-hmm. so I don't give a damn what she has to say. And B, she's attached to the most divisive and destructive president in modern history. So why doesn't Michelle just sit down and shut up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to know that myself. But moving along to something a little different here, we know the election was stolen. We know that, right?
It's hard to say it isn't. All of the evidence that was overt on video, the actions that were done, the state certifications that kind of flipped a middle finger to the mm-hmm. state legislatures and they said no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say the election was fairly well stolen.
But here's the problem, and this is where we're going to have a bunch of people going to be upset. But you know, you got to tell the truth on this. There was no court, no judge that decided to hear the case. As a matter of fact, I believe the Supreme Court scared them all off when they said the case had no standing.
This is why Mitch McConnell's statement on the floor on the 6th was complete BS. The courts did not have their say.
No.
They refused to say anything.
That's right.
And that was a collapse and complete failure of the judicial system in the United States where serving the public is concerned. So, you know, people want to say there's no proof. Well, it depends on your definition of proof. If you're looking for legal proof, no, we were denied that because no one would hear the case. If you're looking for tangible clinical proof, it's abundant.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we couldn't get anyone to hear it, so technically when someone says the case had no standing, there was no proof, where's your proof? Nobody's been able to see it, except for television. Or the internet.
Let's be very clear about standing. There were some awful rulings on standing, and we have to look at that precedent about standing, especially when it comes to states filing lawsuits against states, because the Constitution is very clear.
Mm-hmm.
The only place that can be heard is the Supreme Court, and they didn't get it for standing, so they were dead absolutely wrong. And when a elected official who sits in Congress brings suit about something that's constitutional, it needs to be heard in the Supreme Court. That he didn't have standing was absolutely wrong. So the use of standing was abused by the judicial system here to ignorantly stand on the sidelines and watch this happen.
Did you see the video of the fellow arriving dressed in dark garb with a big mask, with a bag with pipe bombs in it at the RNC headquarters hiding them? Did you see that?
Both the RNC and the DNC.
Correct.
So that tells you it was an anarchist.
Yeah, correct. And again, the person that I saw that was dropping off the device or devices had no identification as to who he was supporting or not supporting. And you are right. That was an anarchist. And because he was dressed in black, that almost makes me want to say that, well, who dresses in black, right?
That's right. And when you see the videos of the person in the beginning trying to break the window at the door, you could hear the crowd of Trump supporters booing him, and one supporter grabbed him and pulled him down. But Trump supporters don't wear helmets, and this is the thing that blew my mind. Oh, we're going to fall for it that this is a Trump supporter because he's wearing all black, a black helmet with a piece of white tape on the back with magic marker on it that says Trump?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you had the guys in the fatigues. And like I say, I saw a guy, he was in a video, he took off his backpack and he had folded up a grappling hook, which is easy to do. He took out the grappling hook, he threw it up over the top of the wall, and it had a rope attached to it, and climbed up that rope, and then other people came up behind him. That's what they were doing. Then they had other people that actually had ropes that tied them off and dropped them down for people to miss the crowd and come up that way and go into the building. That Those people were not Trump supporters. Not one of them. Not one of them was identified in any way, any clothing, nothing, as a Trump supporter. But the stuff they were wearing sure as hell identified them as either Antifa or Black Lives Matter. And I suspect they were Antifa.
Well, there's one thing people need to understand, and you and I know this. Just pulling out a grappling hook from a backpack and throwing it, you know, we do evolutions in the firehouse for this to train for it because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when people were able to do this on the fly, it was rehearsed.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what do you think about the Chucky Boy Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and who's the other one? Kinzinger, I guess, came out and said it too, the congressional veteran out of Illinois, all wanting the 25th Amendment to be used on the president.
You have to ask one question. For what? He's got 13 days left.
Yep.
This is all theater. And you know what? You got Joe Biden out there screaming about unity and we've got to come together, yet his entire party is saying screw you to unity.
That's
by
right.
Doing this to people, to 80 million people. You know, they pulled back from this let's make a list stuff.
Yeah, but he did.
Months back because they knew it would actually hurt them at the polls.
Yeah, but he did say one thing, though, Frank. The first thing they're going to do, and I heard it from Schumer, too, we're going to give the families their $2,000 check.
Okay. They're not giving anything to anybody. They're voting to give us our money back.
True.
So that charlatan is playing word games and trying to get you to think that they're being benevolent. They're not. If they were being benevolent, they would cut all of the foreign aid spending and spend it here.
Okay. Hang on a second. Go ahead, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Yes, Captain, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Yes, Ray Charles could see that the rally was infiltrated by Antifa. I mean, it's right here. It's right now. It's in our face. It's right in front of your eyes. I mean, you can't blame the president for this. This was orchestrated out of desperation by the RINOs, the Democrat parties, in the Senate and in the Congress of our government. This was to save their backsides from being prosecuted for all the corruption and all the cheating that went down.
You're partially right. I'll get into it. And by the way, Frank, can you hang on for another segment or part of one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, because we're getting cut off here by the music. He's partially right, and I'll explain why he's partially right when we come back. It goes a lot further than that. Are there Republicans involved in this? Sure. But we'll tell you who else is involved in this, and you're not going to like the answer. Hold that thought, Frank. Folks, we're going to come right back with Frank Silvato. He's going to stick around a little while longer. We've got some things to answer. And thanks for the question, Mel, and we are going to get right to it when we come back after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, rolling along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. And in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. You betcha, and their phone number 24/7 to call is 877-245-6707. Give them a call at 877-245-6707. See if you have a case. They have offices in Florida and Georgia. Farrah and Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. All right, we're back with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the podcast with the same name. Okay, Mr. Frank, let's go to Mel's question and get that out of the way first.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely Antifa was involved, but Black Lives Matter is involved, and there's much more going on here. This is the culmination of the beginning of the fundamental formation of the United States of America that Obama talked about back then.
That's
and
right.
We all know who backs the progressives.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at people like George Soros and Peter Steyer and the millionaires.
Most of Hollywood.
Millionaires
most
social,
of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is what they've been fueling with money all along. Now, you want to talk about people on the right? Absolutely. The people that didn't have the courage to be, didn't have the intestinal fortitude to be never Trumpers, who I abhor with every fiber of my being, by the way. You don't throw your own party's president under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Use this event as an escape hatch to be able to say, well, he had me duped, and now that I see the real Donald Trump, I abhor everything. And even the cowards in his cabinet who are abandoning the ship like rats.
Mm-hmm.
13 days to go, and you can't stand with what you did, and you're too stupid to realize that this was orchestrated?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Lord.
Yeah, Mick Mulvaney, Betsy DeVos, Elaine Chao. Mm-hmm. Chris Christie, who was a good friend of him for a number of years, he's actually calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked. And then you had this Kissinger, who happens to be a veteran congressman out of Illinois, and it's a little surprising to hear him involved, but he is.
Yeah, Kissinger. He's a Republican, you know, a complete embarrassment. These are people who are putting their political and professional livelihoods ahead of standing up for principle. Every single one of them is abandoning him because they know that the media and the left are going to do every single thing possible to destroy everything Trump, including his brand.
Now, let's go to the money aspect for a minute, because it was brought up in the last hour, and we'll bring it up again. Black Lives Matter is fundraising all the time. Send us money. They got television commercials. I've seen them. You've seen them. I've even heard them on the radio on certain stations. Not this one, but I've heard them. And there's an outfit called Act Blue. Who are they?
Act Blue is a fundraising arm for everything progressive. And when you look at the big money donors, you're looking again at people like George Soros and Peter Steyer and the Hollywood elite and the people in Silicon Valley, the Zuckerberg and all the people in the social media behemoths. And we should really start divorcing Black Lives Matter Inc. from Black Lives Matter, because if you ask any local chapter of Black Lives Matter, hey, who's Black Lives Matter Inc., they say that's the organization that stole the name and raises money on our behalf and gives us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're a national organization. Yeah. When you click on the donate button, guess where you go? Act Blue.
Yeah. All right, I've got a question here from a person from the internet, and this is Carrie, and Carrie is in Cleveland, Ohio, and hello, Carrie, thank you for tuning in, saying, what do you mean the police were set up to fail? Well, let me just do some logistical stuff. Did you notice where the D.C. police were in reference to the Capitol Police?
Oh, yeah.
They were out front behind the crowd on the other side of, what, 150,000 people?
We also have to take into great consideration the fact that the D.C. mayor turned down offers from the federal law enforcement in D.C. to help them with logistics and law enforcement with boots on the ground. She didn't want it a day before almost a million-person rally.
Yeah. Is there anybody other than me or maybe you that's been to the Capitol that doesn't realize there's a front and a rear entrance?
I'm sure people see the Capitol building and don't really know which way to go in anyway.
Why weren't there 1,000 cops backed up at the back entrance, ready to back up the cops up front, that might have been able to stop that thing and push everybody back out the doors? Why wasn't there? I see, that's part of the problem.
You know, there's two schools of thought on that. One is that it was purposely meant to be chaotic so that this could happen. So that you could put an end to the Trump legacy once and for all and blaming him on this violence and the breaching of the Capitol.
Yeah.
And the other one is that there's never really been any violence at any Trump rally anywhere ever.
Right. And this is all about two things. Number one, destroying Donald Trump, destroying his legacy, destroying his family, destroying anyone that supported him. That's number one. And number two is to get rid of the conservative American patriotic movement and go and lean towards and get it closer to the one party rule that they've been trying to do ever since 1963, when the Great Society and Cloward Piven's Rules for Radicals came out.
No, it was Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
The Solipsism strategy.
They knew the people with the deep pockets and who own the halls of K Street in Washington.
Yeah.
They knew that Trump wasn't going anywhere after the presidency, and he was going to be a driving force on the right side of the aisle going into 2022 and 2024. They have effectively neutered that now with a false narrative.
Now, here's the other thing. We have local elections in 2021. We have midterm elections in 2022. The movement needs to be done now by the people, and I started a new group called Tea Party Americans, which is a reforming of an old group that was out there. I brought it back. I've created a group. People can go there. We're going to get it going around the country, which we've already started on, and we're going to get people that understand that all politics, you think nationally, but you act locally. You've got to get in.
Absolutely.
The ground fault level and get these people in there that say they're going to do what they're going to do and do it. And if they don't, vote them the hell out of office.
I'm going to add something to this that is mission critical this time around. And it's something that we have to keep the pressure on until it's done. And by the way, keep the pressure on is the Alinsky rule.
Mm-hmm.
We have to force local election officials to polish up their procedures and follow transparent protocols. If they can put eyes in the skies in casinos, if they can force police officers to wear body cams, then everybody in the proximity of any ballot, anywhere, at any time, during any election, should have to have the same kind of surveillance on them.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
And picture ID.
Well,
voter ID. Voter ID.
If you've got the facial recognition that they're using to arrest people from Washington, you've already got your photo ID. Because if somebody's doing something nefarious, you'll be able to pick them up. Let's use the technology that we have to make sure the elections are secure. We're still voting like it's 1963.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, it wasn't all that bad when we had paper ballots.
No, it wasn't. But right now with the surveillance that we have, if you go into a casino and you've been kicked out 10 years ago, facial recognition will hit you at you coming into the door and security gets you before you're 5 feet in to throw you out.
Absolutely correct.
How come we don't have that kind of surveillance around the most precious thing Americans have is the right to vote and the sanctity of the ballot box?
Or the Capitol.
Yeah. This is stuff that you want to push and you want to make sure elections are never stolen again. Make sure every single thing that they do is captured from every angle possible, 24/7, 365, streamed live everywhere.
Well, my friend, I appreciate you sticking around for an extra segment. Tell everybody how and where we can go to find your stuff.
You can go to undergroundusa.com, and I do some news political writing over at nationalfile.com.
Thank you very much, Frank, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Talk to you Monday. Stay low, my friend.
Yes, sir. All right, Frank Salvato. And again, I've known Frank, and we've been on the air together for a little bit more than 20 years. He was one of my first guests, and I first heard him when he was on Bill O'Reilly's show on Fox, The Factor. He was one of Bill O'Reilly's early guests and was there for a while, and I picked up on him, and he's been here ever since. So there you go. All right, I'll be right back with the sports guy, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day.
Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our friend Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And don't forget, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment. Remember the number to call, 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll might get you a free donut or something with a big old fancy Patriots in the back room. Okay, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is here with us. Mr. Sports Zone quarterback guy, what's up?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce and the audience. Should be a fun-filled weekend of NFL football. We have the playoffs Good old playoffs.
Playoffs.
Exactly. And the funny thing about that is Jim Mora, the coach who said that, was the Indianapolis Colts coach, went up and said, and the Indianapolis Colts are going to Buffalo, Captain.
Yeah.
Good old the Buffalo Bills. And the head coach is Frank Reich now. And it's kind of funny. He's going to his old stomping grounds. And he made some heck of second half comebacks with the Buffalo Bills as their quarterback when Jim Kelly was injured. And kind of funny and ironic that he's going back there for his first playoff game as a head coach with the
I remember
Colts.
It well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one heck of a game against the Houston Oilers. It looked like they had it all wrapped up, and they came back and won that game. And, it should be a good one this year, too. Buffalo really is a solid team this year. They're playing well. I don't think the Colts could beat them, but, you know, anything can happen on a playoff weekend. So I'm sure Buffalo will have them ready, and the coach will have them ready up there, just like Baltimore. I'm hoping for some good games, Captain. That's all anybody's really looking for. And then you also are going to have Pittsburgh's going to be playing Cleveland again, which is kind of ironic. They just played last week, and they should take care of business because Ben Roethlisberger, their starting quarterback, sat out last week's game, Captain. So he should give them the charge they need. They only lost by a couple points in the game. Could have went into overtime if they would have made their two-point conversion. So look for Pittsburgh to do well there. Also, you'll have the Washington Redskins, pardon me, the Washington football team hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah.
Might be some weather there. Might be some weather there. We might have some snow there.
Yeah, that could be, you know, helpful for the football team, as they want to be called now, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But the quarterback now, Tom Brady's used to playing in that type of weather, and some of the players are also on the team now, so that shouldn't be as much a factor as you would think. But it's difficult coming from 70-degree weather to 30-degree weather. It does, you know, change your body, obviously, and how you handle that and how you're going to play in that type of weather, to say the least. Then, you know, we're going to have the good old New Orleans Saints taking on the Chicago Bears. They backed into the playoffs this year, Captain. They lost their last game 8-8. And because of the Arizona Cardinals not taking care of business against
them. Well, wait a minute. Aren't the Washington, whatever they are, aren't they 7-9?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 7-9 won their division. And they get to host the playoff game, Captain. It makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
NFL needs to wake up and change that immediately. You know, if you win your division, fine, I guess. And that, to me, is kind of silly, too. You get to make the playoffs with a losing record. But that's the system, fine. But you don't get to host the playoff game. You haven't earned that right. That's the problem, I'm not sure. But that's the way it is now, unfortunately. Then you're going to have the Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Rams play.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle will take care of business there, Captain. You know, we shouldn't have a problem. Russell Wilson started to play a little bit better. So I foresee them doing a better job and being able to take care. And it's up in the air if Jared Goff's going to be able to play quarterback. So they're going to have to go with a backup quarterback there and see what he can do. And that's, you know, pretty much it on the docket of what's going on there, Captain. We'll have some NASCAR races coming up here soon. Can't wait to watch those. A lot of people, you know, listen to the show, enjoy that.
Meantime, they got the, 24 Hours of Daytona, is that what they call it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Jimmy Johnson is going to run in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to let people know, Kansas City Chiefs have the week off, and so do the Green Bay Packers. So they won't be playing this week. They'll be waiting to see how everything transpires.
No, but their quarterbacks will be on TV as commentators. Want to bet?
Yeah, or in some fashion, they'll bring them on to chat a little bit.
Sure.
Other two good guys, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. If we don't see them that way, Captain, we'll see them on commercials.
Yeah.
So, either way, we'll see him this weekend. So
Alrighty. Well,
all right, my friend.
Let's let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning, and we'll see who won what.
Sounds good, Captain. If I could just give out my name and number.
Well, I got it now. I just found the thing.
Thank you, brother. Take care. God bless.
All right. Thank you. Yep, take care. And we're talking about what I'm about to play right now here, folks, because it's titled something. I forgot what the title was because they changed the title on me, but here it is.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland. And we appreciate him. And you can catch his program on this flagship station of mine Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. In the meantime, let's go over here to the telephone line. Good morning. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir, boss.
60 seconds. Go for it now.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You just saw the Democrats steal the election, steal the Senate, steal the country, okay? Because they don't care who they run over. And let me tell you, fake Republicans like Lindsey Graham, I've been to 8 Trump rallies, 9 if you count Laura Trump. Okay, I mean, don't give me that was Antifa. You don't think you could fool Corleone, did you? Okay, that was Antifa and Black Lives Matter dressed up as Trump, just like they did Jesse Smollett. Okay, and he dressed up like Trump, and they tried to say that, and then Michelle Obama pardoned the guy and got him off. Get out of here. You don't think that farce could fool me, do you? I sure didn't fool Jesus. And then you idiot Republicans come out there and try and blame Trump. Get out of here. You're all in the same cabal. Mitch McConnell couldn't wait to say, I want to thank Joe Biden for winning. He didn't speak for us. Joe Biden did win nothing. Joe Biden is as crooked and as his son is, okay? And he didn't win anything. It's a farce. It's a joke. It's a disgrace. Then he go into Georgia where China owns them. Don't come with that. You don't speak for us, Mitch McConnell. You don't speak for the Republican Party. Joe Biden, you don't speak for us.
Okay.
Donald Trump won a landslide. Let's get to work, peace.
All right, thank you. And they weren't all Antifa, they weren't all Black Lives Matter. There were some Trump people in there, unfortunately. And one of them was a guy from Parrish, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, who stole Nancy Pelosi's podium. Okay. Doggone it. I hate to say it. But there were some Trump folks that were in there. But they got in after the door was made accessible to them so the other folks could get in there. But if you take a look at the damage and the way that things were done, and you saw the other rallies around the countryside, the only thing that you didn't see was they didn't set anything on fire like they did at the other riots and protests they had around the country. I'm talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Now, we knew they were coming. We knew weeks ago they were coming. They said they were. They said they were. So, what do you know? And by the way, I'm watching right now. Matter of fact, there goes somebody with a, yep. You look for the tattoos in this crowd when you see them, the crowds, and that's all part of what you're going to be able to spot, and then you know what you got. Now, let me tell you that Saturday, I'll be at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville, so you'll be able to find me there, Two Guys Gun Show in Hernando County at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Look forward to seeing many, many, many of my favorites there. I was on the air up there for 3 solid years. When Bob Hay was sick, I did his morning show. So go to twoguysshows.com, print your up a ticket, save yourself some money because you can use that ticket for the discount. Veterans and first responders always get a discount to get in. All right, I'll be back tonight with a weekend show, Monday morning. We'll be back with a weekday show for those stations that don't carry the weekend show. We'll see you Monday. For those that carry the weekend show, we'll see you tomorrow. And the new stations that also...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.